The heat death of our sun is a few billion years off. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Paul Matthew Sutter, theoretical physicist at The Ohio State University, details the likely fate of our universe.
How will it all end? The question has haunted thinkers for millennia. But now, new astronomical research has led to a timeline of the future history of the universe. We don't yet have the full picture, of course, but the basic story goes like this. In a mere 5 billion years, the sun will run out of hydrogen and begin its death throes. The Earth will almost certainly be destroyed in the process. Within 100 billion years, the expansion of the universe will carry all but the closest galaxies beyond the reach of observations. After a trillion years or so, there won't be enough hydrogen gas left to make new stars. The universe will slowly get dimmer as the remaining stars deplete their supply. 100 trillion years from now, all stars will burn out, leaving only remnants, white dwarfs, neutron stars, and black holes. Protons and neutrons may not be entirely stable. Within 10 to the 40 years, they may decay to more fundamental particles. If Hawking radiation is correct, black holes themselves dissolve after about 10 to 100 years. All that remains after that is a sea of subatomic particles like electrons and neutrinos and radiation, slowly cooling towards absolute zero forever. It's called the heat death of the universe. There may be other possibilities, but this is the most likely scenario. It's a little depressing, but at least we have a few billion years to prepare.
That was Paul Matthew Sutter of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. The sun is a massive incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of 90.